As leadership in the Tampa Bay area seems to be getting closer to putting together a package to bring light rail to the region, the community is looking at other cities for guidance. Last week, Richard Simonetta, chief executive officer of Valley Metro Rail, the transit authority in Phoenix, presented an overview to the Tampa Bay Area Regional Transit Authority, also known as TBARTA. Pinellas County Commissioner Ronnie Duncan serves as vice chair of TBARTA. He told WMNF this week that he traveled on his own dime to visit the Valley Metro Rail Authority and the mayor of Phoenix to check out firsthand how they've done what they've done.
We can't just look at transit as in a silo. We have to look at our community and our county and our region in a holistic way. They typically, from what I've been able to read, understand, and do my own due diligence, is that for every dollar invested by in infrastructure in a trans in a reasonable, rational, and effective transit program, there is typically a $4 or $5 return in terms of economic development and growth around that transit corridor. In Phoenix, they have seen anywhere from $6 to $6.50 return on that $1 of investment. To put it in the bigger numbers, for they invested about $1 billion over, that's their commitment over a period of time. They haven't spent it all yet, but that's their commitment. And of that, they have seen on the ground development, redevelopment, good quality, sustainable development where you can don't need a car. You can walk to your work, walk to a transit stop, and go to your workplace. You can walk to a transit stop or walk to your marketplace or whatever. So the whole point is to take the cars off the road and allow people to have a different lifestyle and a quality of life that, that integrates transit and transportation into what they do every day. They've seen $6 billion in terms of economic growth, and the surprising part of that is it's already developed, and they have yet to open the system. So what we need to look at, and we have to look at in our region, is the connectivity and the high correlation between transit, transit infrastructure, and economic development. Now, to some, that'll mean, oh, my gosh, we're going to have more people here, or, oh, my gosh, we're going to have more density, or, oh, my gosh, we're going to. But you know what? With all due respect, we are in a state that, despite the fact that we're not growing as fast as we have in the past, we will continue to grow. And there are areas of the state that are planning on that growth, and we in Tampa Bay need to plan on that growth, too. And if you know, I don't have a crystal ball. If I did, I'd be doing other things in my life. But what I do know to be true is people still want to come here. We still have a wonderful place to live. We still have a, relatively speaking, the cost of living statewide is still very competitive to other growth parts of the country. And so I believe that the thing that I learned from Phoenix is we cannot afford to continue to operate in silos, but have to look at it holistically and have to look at land use and look at land use as a way to help capitalize and fund the infrastructure, which means the private sector's got to be involved in that.
And last question for you, Commissioner, and that is, are we looking at a referendum coming up in the next couple of years where people can put that local financial effort into something that will ultimately need, of course, state and federal funding in all probability?
Well, keep in mind, TBARTA, through its enabling legislation, has no authority to put any taxes, to raise any taxes, to vote for any taxes anywhere in its purview. So we won't ever, I don't think, have the ability to tax anyone or put a sales tax. Now, our charter counties in the region, and there are three of us out of seven, have the ability to have a transit surtax, and clearly that's really driven by the local transit agencies, PSTA, HART, and I believe Manatee County. And they have the ability to put that on the ballot and to ask for that tax increase. The rest of the counties today don't have that ability. They can go to the state and get it, but it's not in place today. What I see is that the public should not be asked to pay anything until two things happen. One is we have a very reasonable, rational, sustainable plan in place, one that makes sense. Not that we have to argue this over that, but that you and I as taxpayers could look at and say, you know what, I can see where this helps me. I can see what impact it has on my quality of life. Secondly, Once we have that, we have to have a way of funding it that not only includes the citizens, but I think it has to have the private sector. If business is going to benefit from it, they got to be a partner in it. And my belief wholeheartedly is that this has to be a partnership, and there's risk in it for all parties, and we've all got to accept the risk, and we're all going to have to benefit from the risk or be able to mitigate that risk. And I think that is the way this has to come down. As I see it right now, there's nothing, I mean, I think Hart's talking about doing a penny tax in sometime in the future, or a half-cent sales tax increase. I think PSTA is talking about it, but TBARTA board is not proposing that at this point. What we're trying to do is put together a sustainable plan that you and I could look at and feel good about, knowing that if we do, somebody ever does go to raise the sales tax, that money is going to be dedicated solely for implementing that plan. And if it is, then I think people will vote for it. But if they can feel good about it and they don't feel like it's going to be applied in that way, then they won't. And so I believe the public's pretty smart. I believe they're going to demand that plan, and that's what we're really focused on right now, is ensuring that we have something not just that looks good, but that really, if we threw it all on the ground today, that it would be effective, and it will change the way you and I travel around this community. And I think we can, but it's got to be with that commitment, and so that's what we're focused on.